I guess the other thing, because we've surveyed both surgeons and oncologists about this issue, and what we hear them say is, yes, if you can take somebody with a positive node, make them negative and do sentinel node, avoid axillary dissection, but they're usually not too excited about it when it's ER positive, HER2 negative. It's more the HER2 positive and the triple negative where they know they get a lot of action in the neoadjuvant pre-op setting, but ER positive, HER2 negative, not so much. Is that, again, your thought?
I think you're absolutely right. We are a site for the I-SPY trial. And so whenever we see somebody who's a stage two, we will screen them for I-SPY. And of course, one of the entry criteria is to perform a mamma print on those patients. If they're low mamma print, they are not entered into the novel agent arm or randomized to the novel agent arm, but they are monitored. And they could get preoperative chemotherapy or they could go straight to surgery. But the patients who have a high mamma print can be entered into I-SPY. And so I think we shy away because we don't actually separate out those two subtypes very well preoperatively.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And actually, even to elaborate more on what we've seen when we ask people, is that while the attitude is different when it's ER positive, HER2 negative, as opposed to the other two where they just want to give the chemo, whatever, there are a subset of people who are doing genomic assays. Now, you're in the I-SPY, so the 70-gene assay there is part of that study. But now it looks like maybe a third or even half of investigators will use, more likely actually, a 21-gene score in the neoadjuvant setting. If they get a high result, they're more excited about chemo. Low result, they go to surgery, maybe give hormones. Any thoughts about what we know about genomic assays outside a trial setting, actually in clinical practice in the neoadjuvant setting?
I actually wish we could incorporate that more seamlessly into the preoperative evaluation. I think one of the downsides is the length of time it takes to get the results back. And patients are eager to get their treatment started, whatever it is. And so it has been a little bit problematic. The turnaround time has gotten a little bit better, but 2 to 3 weeks is a long time for a patient to sit in limbo.
Yeah, that is a very important practical point. So this lady got a typical pre-op therapy for a patient with HER2 positive disease, chemotherapy, trastuzumab, and pertuzumab, both two anti-HER therapies. What happened?
Well, she did great, and we got basically a near complete radiographic response. And so when I see these patients preoperatively, then I see them halfway through their chemotherapy. We start to plan for surgery. She was motivated for breast conservation, and I generally do a set of imaging at the end of chemotherapy because I want to know about anything I need to deal with in the operating room. But she got a near complete radiographic response, which actually tends to lag behind the pathologic response. So if you see that good a radiographic response, you almost always have a pathologic complete response.